This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A Bud Light at the end of the tunnel. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, reported its earnings for the first quarter. It's been a year since Bud Light became the target of a boycott after a transgender influencer promoted it on Instagram. The company is slowly recovering from that episode. U.S. revenues were down 9% in the first quarter compared to the year before, but that is actually an improvement over the 17% decline in the final quarter of last year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Lots of brands faced anti-trans fury last year, but Target and Nike sales didn't take a sustained hit. Yura Lokonita at Cornell says Bud Light was vulnerable as a politically middle-of-the-road brand. It's also really replaceable.
The big light beers in the United States are completely undifferentiated.
Switching to Miller Lite isn't really a sacrifice because it tastes basically the same. That's true for consumers and retailers.
The shelf space for Bud Light has changed.
Another problem for Bud Light? Its corporate response to the controversy, says Joanna Schwartz at Georgia College and State University.
It was poor on every level.
Bud Light backpedaled, saying it, quote, never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. Not enough to placate anti-trans boycotters, but enough to send a message.
We were willing to support LGBT causes back when there was no cost to us.
Schwartz sees a missed opportunity. LGBT consumers and their allies could have buoyed sales. Instead, the brand alienated everyone. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Remember FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange that collapsed, leaving hundreds of thousands of crypto investors high and dry? Its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried's in jail for stealing billions from it. Well, it looks like investors will get all their money back if FTX's plan is approved by bankruptcy court. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
FTX was a kind of marketplace where people could buy and sell cryptocurrencies. They stored their digital currencies on the platform and lost their deposits when FTX went bankrupt in 2022. Under the reorganization plan, most of them would get all their money back plus interest, about 118% of what they were owed. But the plan would not make up for the fact that the price of Bitcoin has soared since 2022. It was around $20,000 at the end of that year. Now one Bitcoin is worth about $62,000, according to CoinDesk. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
If you have a retirement savings advisor, you obviously do not want that person recommending things that make money for them at your expense. Retirement savings advisors are required to put their clients' interests first. This is what's called the fiduciary standard. It wasn't a formal rule until the Obama administration. Then a court knocked it down. Then the Trump administration came up with its own version. Now the Biden administration is coming up with yet another version. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell unpacked this with my colleague David Brancaccio.
So it's this fiduciary standard for retirement savings. Tell us more.
Okay, so briefly, what the fiduciary rule says is advisors must put their clients' interests first. They must eliminate conflicts of interest and promote transparency in all dealings. Now, David, common sense says if you're working with a professional advisor, you're going to assume that they're already acting in your best interests. So the rule codifies the expectation, and the shift also acknowledges that difficulties have emerged in an era that's been dominated by workplace accounts like 401ks and IRAs.
All right, formalizing this standard and making it apply to retirement plan advisors, making them act in the client's best interest, was long in the making. I mean, you and I have been covering this for years.
I mean, the rule took something like 8 years to write, and it was completed in the twilight of the Obama administration. The Trump administration, they didn't like the rule, and industry groups challenged the regulation in court. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit overturned the rule change in 2018, saying that the Labor Department had overreached. The Biden administration's new version is slated to start going into effect on September 23rd.
What do you think? New version's going to stick?
It's almost certain lawsuits are going to be filed challenging the new rules. Nevertheless, David, it just seems to me it's a no-brainer. If you say to a retiree, I'm a trusted financial advisor, that you should act as a fiduciary and put the client's interests ahead of your own.
But sometimes, especially on something like this, the very hardest parts are in the nitty-gritty.
Yes. Well, let me highlight two. They come from Morningstar, you know, the research firm, and they say, look, small workplace plans, they tend to come with high fees or 401ks. And they believe that this new rule will push for the plan sponsors to construct portfolio choices that will have more lower fee options. And that could save plan participants, and this is their estimate, $55 billion over 10 years. Morningstar also believes the new rule, it will drive down commissions on fixed index annuities, estimated savings for workers over 10 years, nearly $33 billion. Now, that's not chump change.
Yeah, I mean, it's a B in that, $55 and $33 billion.
That's right. So, my takeaway, there is no doubt that the financial benefits from requiring the fiduciary standard are real for ordinary workers who are saving for their retirement. And that is what matters.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you for helping us with this.
Thanks a lot.
And Chris was speaking there with my Marketplace colleague, David Brancaccio. In New York, I'm Sri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.